This week on the Community Logical Report, Frankie McDonald takes us for a tour around Sydney, Nova Scotia. All that and more on your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Good morning, Prince George. Good afternoon, Winnipeg. Welcome to the Meteorological Report. I am your host, Joey Only. The Meteorological Report is a show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology. You're hearing us on CFIR 88.7 FM in Prince George, British Columbia, Saturdays at 10 a.m. and repeats 4 o'clock on Tuesdays. And then you hear us also if you're in Winnipeg, from the University of Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you very much to all you meteorology students. I'm sure that you tune in every week and we'll talk all about education and things like that. I'm here with my panel of meteorologists. That includes the man himself, Frankie McDonald, the weatherman out in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Tonight he's in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and he's going to give us a bit of a tour of the town. I also have, as always, Brandon Houck, our lead meteorologist on the show in Western Canada. He's here to talk to us about, well, primarily Alberta weather, but prairie weather and Western Canada in general and all that sort of stuff. We're going to review stories of the week. We're recording the show in the afternoon of the 27th of January. And so you'll be hearing us in Prince George on the 29th, and you'll be hearing us on the 31st in Winnipeg. So this is more of a review and maybe sort of what to look forward to, not so much as what's happening today, just to make that clear. Sometimes we'll say today, we're referring to Thursday the 27th. Anyways, we're also here with Joe Stover in, I think he's in Churchill, Manitoba again. And yep. He's our good friend that refuels aircrafts, plays hockey, and does polar bear tourism and everything. He also has a show on CKUW 95.9 FM, the How Do You Do review. All right, let's first talk to the man himself, Frankie McDonald. Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm doing great so far. It's cold outside Sydney, Nova Scotia right now. They got a huge snowstorm headed for Boston, New York. This Saturday comes going to bring a lot of snow in Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. Those places are going to bring snow change into a lot of rain, Nova Scotia on Saturday. New Brunswick is going to bring so much snow on Saturday, January 29th. So it's Bonaventure, Quebec, Gaspé, Percé, Quebec, where Monica Bouillet lives in Bonaventure, Quebec. She's getting a lot of snow on Saturday evening. Where Monica is at.
Who else is getting snow in North America, Frankie?
New Brunswick, Moncton, St. John, Fredericton, Miramichi, Bathurst, Campbellton, Edmonton, Woodstock, Grand Falls, Bangor, Maine, USA, Boston, USA.
What about all that cold air in Central Canada?
It's going to bring lots of Santa Ana winds in California. It got a lot of fires in California. Then it got a deep freeze headed for Orlando, Florida. Then it got a deep freeze headed for Florida, even down Miami. It's going to bring really cold air in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, because of the big Arctic high, driving all the cold air all the way down Florida this time.
What's going on in Central Canada with all that cold air?
That means it's really, really cold right now in Central Canada. It's going to turn cold again in Vancouver, Victoria, in the Pacific Northwest.
How about in Europe?
In Europe, the warm air and cold air fighting each other as right now. Caused a lot of rain in the UK.
What about Russia and Ukraine?
So cold in Russia. Especially in Siberia, Ukraine, Jerusalem, Israel had snow, even Egypt might have had snow, or Libya, and Algeria, and Sudan. The cold air is all the way down the Middle East.
What about over in Japan, Frankie?
They're getting a lot of snow, west coast of Japan, as of right now, including China, South Korea, North Korea, Vladivostok, Russia. They're getting really cold air as right now. Sydney, Australia is so hot, New Zealand, a lot of thunderstorms in southeastern Australia, including Johannesburg, South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa. It's really dry in South Africa right now.
So where are you in Sydney, Nova Scotia? Right now you're on location.
Down Charlotte Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia, where I'm at right now.
Show us what do you see in there, Frankie?
Those are the buildings and things like that.
So that's is that downtown right there?
Downtown Sydney, Nova Scotia. I'm showing you that right now. And here's downtown Sydney, Charlotte Street, as of right now.
So you got some
And here's downtown Sydney. Here's all the other buildings there. Here's Charlotte Street.
How far are you from where the Cape Breton Eagles play, Frankie?
Not that far. Cool.
That's a post office you got there?
They got a post office right here.
So that's where people can, you know, mail their stuff to other people?
Yeah.
Is okay. That how Fred the Bear got to Bonaventure? Did
that was at Pier Post. That was at the Whitney Pier Post Office. That's why Fred the Bear and Old Bear went to the Pier Post Office and left for Bonaventure, Quebec, with Monica.
Right.
How about down the street, some Frankie? Show us some more.
Here, so I'm showing you more.
Take us on a tour of Sydney, Nova Scotia tonight.
Here's the boardwalk up ahead.
You got some nice painting going on. What's that a painting of?
It's from Lumineers in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
It's like some green alien octopus guys smoking something, I think.
It's some artist did that for Lumineers.
Is there a lot of that kind of painting in downtown Sydney, Nova Scotia?
Quite a bit. They put it up for Lumineers every September.
How old is the downtown of Sydney?
Pretty old. North End is the oldest part of Sydney that's up ahead.
It's been there for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So there's a dentist there? Is that where you get your teeth looked at?
No. That's somebody else.
Oh, it's just one of those competitor dentists.
That's the other guys.
That's really nice to see some of Sydney, Nova Scotia, Frankie. If you find yourself down another block later on, show us some more of your town. We want to see as much as we can. It's pretty cool that you're just here walking around and we can make a radio show from a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know what today is, Frankie? It's our 50th show.
Today's the 50th show.
50 shows we've done together. I missed a couple weeks because of fires last year and being real busy. So we should be at like 55 or something like that, but we're at 50. Nonetheless, happy 50th episode, Frankie.
That means I'm heading to another show right now.
Are you?
I'll be right back.
Okay, come back. Frankie McDonald. Heading to another show right now. So he was on with talking to Tom Brady on CTV News.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
And it's not like Tom Brady, a CTV News personality. It's actually Tom Brady, that guy.
That guy, the guy who throws the foosball around.
The football guy. He's won some of those World Bowls.
Yeah, I liked what somebody said when Frankie said, yeah, I got to talk to Tom Brady today. And somebody said, Tom Brady actually got to meet Frankie McDonald. And I said, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I said. Tom Brady got to beat the GOAT.
That's right. That's what that was. You. It was you all along, Joey.
Well, maybe you said it first. I don't know.
No, I didn't say it. So I appreciated who said it. So turns out it was you. Very true.
Frankie McDonald, the greatest of all time, the GOAT.
Real knows real.
Gone to be another show. He's like, see you guys. I'll be back. And he probably will. So let's talk to you guys. Brandon Houck, we always go to you second, so we might as well. Talk to me about that wet, cold weather you've been getting. There's a pattern change coming from British Columbia, certainly. So I was noticing today that we had that high cloud forming and forming little streaks and lines and showing us that there's weather coming.
Wait a minute. Yeah. This is a strange time because you got to get your kids at 7 p.m. Pacific time. 11 p.m. late tonight. That's why this is a strange time for you to do the show.
That's true. Yes, I don't usually do the show at 3 in the afternoon Pacific time. It's really bright in my house because of it. If I open my curtains, I'll be blinded.
Because your kids are somewhere.
Yeah, well, I got to meet them tonight. I haven't seen them for 2 weeks now. I had COVID, right? So I'm going to pick them up early this week. And Willow's skiing all day at Mount Timothy, so she's not getting off her bus till sometime later tonight, so I just have to leave a big chunk of time open to be ready to go and meet them in Quesnel. It's like an hour drive.
Thank goodness for that, because I'm actually able to participate in the show this week, because usually I'm playing hockey when you normally do the recordings during hockey season.
So, Frankie, what show were you just going on there?
But that means, did you hear about that? Reckless Airways Radio, 8:30 p.m. Atlantic time tonight. Reckless Airways Radio with Sam.
Right. I was just about to ask Brandon about prairie weather, but I want to ask you one question first while we still have you here, Frankie. So you got to meet Tom Brady. Tom Brady got to meet you, I mean.
It's a great one all time.
Yeah, the greatest quarterback of all time.
Meets the greatest weatherman of all time.
Max Field, that's the guy to interview me.
How many Super Bowls did Tom Brady win?
Lots of it.
And now he got to meet you, so that's even greater.
Yeah.
That's almost as good as winning a Super Bowl, meeting Frankie McDonald.
That was the ultra great. I was on the CTV Atlantic News on Wednesday.
So now to Frankie McDonald. Thank you so much, Kalen. So now to Frankie McDonald's brush with superstardom.
One of our favorite Maritimers joined Tom Brady on a podcast. Here's CTV's Ryan McDonald with the connection between all-time greats.
When Frankie McDonald logged on to one of his favorite podcasts Monday evening, he had no idea he was on a collision course with one of sport's biggest stars.
Touchdown! From Tom Brady.
My friend was like, I'm going to be with him that day.
The host of the Sobro Radio podcast out of New York City says through a mutual friend he had the legendary quarterback on for a brief interview that lasted about 3 minutes. During that time, Frankie was also on air from his usual spot standing in front of the A&W restaurant in Sydney.
I happened to just call in Frankie while we were on with Tom. And it was a match made. As they say, the rest is history.
I say, you're doing a great job.
The exchange between Brady and Frankie lasted all of a few seconds, and it's unclear if the Buccaneers QB knew who he was talking to.
Frankie was like, hey, how you doing? I love the weather. And then Tom's like, hey, Frankie, good to meet you.
Obviously, Tom Brady's the GOAT. I tip my hat to him. He is the GOAT.
Brady may be the greatest football player of all time, but to Frankie, all of those Super Bowl rings and records aren't the numbers that really matter.
On his Instagram, he has 10 million followers. He has only 2 million followers on his Twitter.
This is Frankie McDonald. My old team is actually live. It's Indy, Nova Scotia.
Of course, Frankie has a big social media platform of his own, and it was the power of his words, not Tom's, that got people talking about this.
No one cared until Frankie tweeted about it. That's when people cared.
The podcast host says he now realizes he may have had two GOATs, or greatest of all time, on the same broadcast.
Around this corner, Frankie McDonald is a bigger star than Tom Brady in some regards. People like Frankie. They like that he's not some big industry guy. He's just him being himself.
It makes me feel great, and it's excellent. It's epic.
So while talking with Tom left a good impression, Frankie says there are other big names he'd like to rub shoulders with.
I'd just say hi to Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and I'll say hi to David Letterman.
For now, the final score reads two GOATs on the same podcast and one cool story to tell back home in Cape Breton. Ryan McDonald, CTV News, Sydney.
How many times have you been on CTV News?
Well, quite a bit of times.
Yeah, like probably 100.
Quite a few times. And did you hear about that? I was talking to Tom Brady on a Max Field. He runs the Sobro Radio podcast, Max Field.
How long were you talking to Tom Brady for?
A few seconds. And he got to leave right away. That was because he was so busy. And he knew about me and things like that. Tom Brady's a really nice guy. Max Field's going to put up his podcast. He's going to let me know, Max Field.
I bet. It's easy to be nice when you're multimillionaire, too. Not a care in the world.
That means Matt and Tom Brady's being really nice to me.
Yeah, he should be. Frankie, yes, GOAT, greatest of all time, Frankie McDonald.
That's why I was on the news Wednesday.
So what I want you to do, Frankie, is maybe walk to the next block you're going to walk to. And while you're walking... Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. I see what's going on. Where's the next place you can find internet?
That means that's a strange time for you to interview me at 7 o'clock p.m. Atlantic time instead.
Yeah, how much time do you need to walk to a warmer place that has internet?
That means just up down a second time. Worse than if you go further.
Well, why don't go down to the next place and then rejoin, and then we'll ask you some more questions about that next place.
Yes.
Then we can see more of Sydney, Nova Scotia. A radio tour. Here's downtown. Frankie's showing us. We got Oak Hall, it says. Doesn't look like it's made of oak, but that's what it says. Oak Hall. And there's a little bit of snow on the ground and some pretty nice cars. Looks like people have pretty nice cars there in Sydney.
Oak Hall's closed down.
Oh, what did it used to be? It
used to be Oak Hall once upon a time.
So it was an Oak Hall.
The Oak Hall. That was an old hall. It's a famous store, but it's closed down.
What kind of stuff did they have at Oak Hall, Frankie? Like concerts and stuff? Ah, at least they keep their sidewalks nice and shoveled in Sydney, Nova Scotia, it looks like.
Yes. There's Cape Breton Curiosity Shop. They had copies of my book from 2018, 2019. the copies of my book were there.
Oh, yeah. Do a lot of your books sell there? Do they still have copies?
The copies of my book are there. Cape Breton Curiosity Shop.
So Cape Breton Curiosity Shop.
Quite a bit of copies of my book sold there back then.
So if you happen to be in Cape Breton and you're looking for Frankie McDonald book, I've never really seen much of Sydney. I want to see it, though.
I flew over it once. That's the closest I've been to Sydney, is flying from St. John's to Halifax. I could see it out the window, and I knew it was Sydney, but that's as close as I've ever been.
Yeah, like I came by on the ferry to Prince Edward Island the one time.
Not much. I'm doing great. The fan of mine, say hi to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Are they right there?
One of them is leaving right now. That means the base guy's doing the show once a month. He told me that.
Are you the most famous person in Sydney, Nova Scotia, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably ever, eh?
I'm doing great in these days.
I don't think I've ever met a famous person in Sydney or heard of anyone else besides you.
Did you hear about that? Another person is Lisa Riot.
Oh, what is Lisa Riot?
Ontario. She's one of the MLA lost the election. Lisa Riot, that's one of them. A professional boxer, that's another one.
Oh, and Danny Gallivan apparently is from Sydney, Nova Scotia as well. Yeah. Joey probably remembers him from Hockey Night in Canada.
Danny Gallivan, of course, famous announcer.
What about Ryan Rosicki, the professional boxer?
I don't think I ever heard of him. My favorite...
his last name is R-O-Z-I-C-K-I.
My favorite radio announcer for hockey is Joe Bowen. I just love the way he calls a game, but I used to love listening to Tom Cheek and Jerry Howarth call baseball games. I just thought they were magicians with their voices and the way they could make a game come to life.
Absolutely.
Danny Gallivan totally had that kind of thing going on.
Yeah, Bob Cole was my guy. I mean, obviously that's my generation's Foster Hewitt or Danny Gallivan, I suppose. Bob Cole is just, to me, like when him and Harry Neal would call a hockey game, it was just the greatest thing ever. And there's been a few too, as far as radio announcers for hockey games and baseball games. One of the best, actually, for me, I mean, me being a Tigers fan, Dan Dickerson is one of my favorite, probably my favorite baseball announcer. Paul Edmonds out of Winnipeg actually does a really good job too. He does the Jets games now, but he used to do the Goldeyes games, and yeah, he's one of my favorites. But as far as the GOAT for me is absolutely Bob Cole.
Well, we were very lucky to have a great baseball color commentator last week in Mark Grant. And if people want to see that show, they can always go to my YouTube channel, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude. YouTube.com, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude, and see the episode of us talking to Mark Grant, the announcer for San Diego Padres for like 26 years or something like that. And he was just super cool and super nice. I hope we have him on again sometime. And, you know, it's because Frankie always just sort of throws things at you. He's like, you know, he's not too communicative in his Frankie way. So I get, you know, a message like, Mark Grant's coming on your show tonight. And I was like, okay, right on. And it could just be anybody, because Frankie would make friends with anybody. You know, he's so nice that way. Like, it could be a fan of his from Australia. It could be, you just don't, you know, Mark. And then suddenly I would, okay, here's this nice guy from California, Mark Grant. And as soon as he started talking, I was like, wait a second, who's this guy? And then I realized I know who this guy is. I've seen him calling baseball games, right? So, and yeah. Not only that, but having played baseball video games a lot of the era that he was from, RBI Baseball 2 and 3 for the old Nintendo, I'd pitched with Mark Grant before. And I used to like being the Padres because they had not only Tony Gwynn on it, but that the old team had, well, unfortunately, Roberto Alomar is a jerk. Well, I didn't know that back in the early 90s. He was the greatest thing ever. And Joe Carter, they were both on that San Diego Padres team. So I was able to be those guys that weren't on the Blue Jay team sometimes, right? You couldn't trade in those old games. It was just like the roster set. Anyway, so we were talking to Brandon. Going to talk to Brandon about Western Canada weather. So let's fire at her before Frankie finds internet somewhere along the way again.
Hopefully, I don't choke on popcorn here.
Yeah, and I should also mention that we actually have somebody from Brooks on Hockey Night in Canada who announces the games. Harnaranan Singh, I think his name is.
Yeah, that's right.
He started right where I started on the radio in Brooks there. So
really, yeah. Maybe you're on the same path, Brandon.
Might be. Yeah. So he's. I think those mostly Calgary and Edmonton games, but I think I've seen him go across into the U.S. for a couple of games as well this season. So
that's obviously not the big news in hockey at Brooks, Alberta this week, as you have a young player who's now set the all-time record for the Alberta Junior Hockey League. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so that would be TJ Hughes setting that record last night, actually. First goal of the whole game and 50 goals this season. Incredible. Last person that got 49 goals was in the 2000-2001 season. So crazy stuff. And I think it was Danny Heatley, one of these guys.
Right, and Danny Heatley put up a bunch of 50-goal scoring seasons for the Ottawa Senators. I just hated him because I was a Leaf fan, and
I met him. So,
and he's a terrible person. Here,
actually, I'll go get it here.
You have his jersey. He's a terrible person. I thought too. So,
yeah, he wasn't a very popular popular player. Like, he was a great player. But circumstances kind of all there. It is Danny Heatley.
He's there.
He's
like, didn't he get drunk and like punch people in the face or something? Or I don't know what he did. He did something.
It was a car accident. He was driving a bit too fast with a guy, a teammate of his actually, who ended up dying because of the crash. So that was
That's even better. There you go.
Yeah, a little better.
He was the biggest threat to score. And whenever Daniel Alfredson, the captain of the Ottawa Senators, would touch the puck because of a hit he'd had in the playoffs on the Leafs, every Leaf fan would boo him, much the same way that John Tavares gets booed now when he touches a puck in New York, right? Just the chorus of every time he touches it, boo, like without a doubt, right?
Well, but
I never felt that anger towards Alfredson. I thought he was a pretty class player in a lot of ways. And, I admired him as an opponent. And same with Spezza. I hated Ottawa, but I had some admiration and have Spezza as a Leaf now. I just love it, right? But Danny Heatley, I just couldn't stand him.
Yeah, the thing with Alfredson was what really got Leafs fans' dander up was when initially Matt Sundin, you remember when he broke his stick and threw the stick into the crowd because he was ticked off and he ended up with like a 2-game suspension or something. So Ottawa, a few games later, was in Toronto and Alfredson shot the puck and broke his stick and he pretended to throw his stick over and then kind of giggled and dropped his stick. And the entire Air Canada Center was just raining him with booze. Like, it was the ultimate troll job. And I loved it super hard.
I believe there was also a hit that he laid out in the playoffs that was much hated and resulted in injury in the Leafs.
Oh, Tucker. Yeah. He knocked out. It was Darcy Tucker.
I was going to say Tucker, but I wanted to just double check before I started blabbing my mouth. Yeah. It was Darcy Tucker.
Yeah, your gut was right. It was Darcy Tucker.
So, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's get to Western Canada weather.
sure, yes. So, actually, this week here, it's been actually quite lovely here across southern Alberta with the westerly flow. We've had above average temperatures, many days above freezing. I think every day so far this week has been above freezing. The warmest was on Saturday when we reached 12 degrees. And I may have actually put shorts on just to be a show off outside. So that's what I did on Saturday when it was really nice. And I went for a nice walk and I was actually getting warm enough that I had to take my jacket off. So, yeah, so it ended up being that way. So now we are going to be in for a bit of a pattern change. Middle part of this week, actually, we had a few little snow showers, little gusty winds here and there, but nothing too significant. As we go into next week, though, since today is the 27th, so the weekend's still looking pretty good right across the prairies, especially in southern Alberta, a little colder in Manitoba as we go through the weekend here. But we do have an area of low pressure coming in on Monday. And that is what's going to change the weather drastically as we go into next week here. The area of low pressure will dive towards Manitoba by Monday the 31st, and that will spread snow across parts of southern Alberta, across southern parts of Saskatchewan, probably about 2 to 5 centimeters of snow expected, with some areas in the foothills and the Rockies probably seeing up over 10 centimeters of snow as the Arctic area of high pressure decides to dive in, and that will produce that upslope flow along the foothills. So we'll see a little bit more snow on Tuesday. And we'll also get some snow in southern Manitoba as well. I'm going to go with 5 to 10, but might be a little higher than that. We'll keep an eye on those snowfall totals in the next week. But Arctic area of high pressure dives in from the north Tuesday. First wave of Arctic air comes in on Tuesday. So many areas across southern Saskatchewan, we're looking at overnight lows, minus 37 Saskatoon, minus 34 Regina by Wednesday morning. And then it gets even colder as another shot of Arctic air dives in from the north Thursday into Friday. And this cold air mass is really going to drop those temperatures. We might actually have minus 40 in Winnipeg by Friday of next week. So, and wind chill on top of that. So that is going to be, that's going to be a lot of fun. Oh yeah. Probably not for anybody who wants to be outside or working outdoors or anything like that. But yeah, we're in for another pretty nasty cold snap. There are some signs that we are going to warm up, but the new models are now all trending us staying cold all of next week after the drastic change coming Sunday night into Monday.
Well, and it looks like British Columbia is going to miss out for the most part on that extreme cold, and that's the nice thing. Everyone was really worried that, Fort St. John, maybe Fort Nelson, Dawson Creek, they probably aren't going to be so lucky. They're probably going to get some of that cold, but maybe not the coldest of the cold. I saw that that high pressure seems to dive down between Saskatchewan and Winnipeg sometime next week, and that's where the coldest temperatures will all sort of be. And even in BC right now, like, the spread is pretty moderate. It's almost 10 degrees in Prince Rupert at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's minus 11 in Yoho, so up high in the Rocky Mountains, still not that extremely cold. Prince George, though, this pattern change is coming, and by Friday night, you're probably going to start seeing a chance of flurries with some light winds. Saturday, though, be about 1 degrees, turning to snow, and nighttime cloudy. So we're going to see a little bit of a dive in temperatures next week, but not much, as I was just saying. Still a chance of flurries on Sunday, minus 10 by Sunday night, clear by Monday again, minus 6, sun, mix of sun and cloud, coming into another pattern, another round of flurries, another shot of snow. So 60% chance all on the board for Tuesday night, or Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Steady temperatures, minus 9, minus 14, things like that. You know, so definitely a pattern change for us. It's been kind of a lovely January, really. I mean, how it turned pretty warm, don't you think? Did you think it was going to, when we're in the nexus of freezing extreme cold in December, did you think it was going to be as nice as it's become?
Actually, I kind of knew that. That would be seeing a temperature rebound. So we can't be staying minus 30 forever, at least. So we definitely got the rebound we deserved in the weather situation. We went through the month of January. But as I know, things are going to change again into next week. And for sure, this winter is not over yet, even though I have no snow on the ground now. It's just all... I might actually have to show you. Just to brag about it for 2 seconds here.
I'm a little proud of myself because right when everyone was starting to panic, looking at long range GFS models, they were saying, like, look how cold it's going to get in BC. And right as everyone was doing that, I put out a video called British Columbia having a very warm January. Okay, let's look at your cell phone here.
There you go.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's brown, yellow, I guess, yeah. So, yeah, that's how nice it's been for the last few weeks. Still a few little areas of snow in the treed areas, but, yeah, that'd be about it. But we're going to probably get a little white again next week. So
looks like June in Alberta.
June in Alberta pretty much looks like. And the Canada geese have been here, too. They've been, they don't even know what they're going to do. They're confused as much as everyone else is. So
they're
flying here. They're flying back north, they're going back south.
I guess if they, yeah, poor geese. At least they're probably flying to Ottawa now. That's
probably
freedom for the Canada geese. No one's stopping them from crossing the border, I guess. The geese aren't that mad. Honk. Yeah, so I intentionally made a video called British Columbia having a warm January or something to that effect. I could give you the exact name of it. January looking warmer than usual. January 16th to 20th work week weather. So I only got 92 views on that video. You think guy putting out videos that pretty right about the weather, and everyone's panicking at this point. Extreme cold's coming back to BC in February, and I thought, man, like we've been just getting pounded with Pacific weather and that cold air mass, really, I just don't see how it's going to make its way this far west again. It's going to have to fight the forces of everything going on in the weather world to make its way back this way. It's more likely that that cold will come from the north itself proper again, right? And I just don't see sign of that yet for us. So we sort of fall outside that bubble, but not Joe Stover. Joe Stover is going to be right in the bubble. In fact, they don't even give a cold weather warning for you when the rest of Manitoba gets one.
No, we have a bit of a different threshold for the extreme cold. And I used to have that information handy, but it's buried somewhere. But last week when it was when the entire province was red except for Manitoba and a small
except from Churchill
southwest, yeah, small section in the southwest, that was I started puffing my chest out a little bit, saying, well, yeah, we don't need extreme cold warnings in Churchill when we know it's already going to be cold. It's already January and February is always should always forever be in a extreme cold warning, and it's this winter has been no exception. But one thing that is different from this winter, from last winter, is that we are just again getting over another blizzard. I think this is the third one of the year, and we didn't have any blizzards last year. I think we had maybe one little episode back in March, maybe, but we haven't seen that in northern Manitoba in the last few years, like blizzards in, you know, the coldest months like January and February. But the one that we just got over now was a pretty big low system that kind of was, when we were getting it the worst, the low was centered right over Hudson Bay. Churchill, Arviat, Rankin, all those spots on western Hudson Bay were getting crazy, crazy north winds. And on the Quebec coast and Santa Kilowac, they were getting crazy, crazy south winds. And it was almost a Hudson Bay sized low system. So that has moved on, and we were...
Visibility of 400 meters, 40 kilometer an hour winds, and sustained for 4 hours. That's the definition of blizzard. Now, there is definition differences in different regions too. Right. So you find yourself outside of this problem because you live in a place that's just always cold, so they don't give you a cold weather warning. And it's much the same here in Wells. We can get 30 centimeters of snow, and the rest of the Cariboo, because we're in the same weather region, they don't issue a snowfall warning for the Cariboo, even though everybody in the Cariboo knows, like, hey, it's just puking in the mountains right now. But for some reason, we don't get that. We don't have a major highway going through. We're at the end of the road. So for some reason, they just like, well, if you're going there, you're at the end of the road there in Churchill, and that's the extreme weather you just get. And
that's pretty much it. Yeah. And the contrast is always pretty funny with the extreme cold warnings, because there was a extreme cold warning in effect for the GTA. And they said that temperatures might get to minus 15. And that's, you know, it's all relative, you know, like, I mean, everybody up around these parts say, oh, that's nothing, and it's not cold. I wish we'd love to have, you know, minus 5, minus 15. And it's all relative, you know, and we're acclimatized to this, which is a reason that I loathe the summer. You know, I'm not a big fan of the heat, but, you know, it might be different if I grew up in, you know, Tallahassee or something like that. So it's
there's this other problem too, and you might have seen this meme. It's a picture of these Canadian girls, and they're on their cell phones, and they're in these skimpy little dresses and high heels, and it's snowing, and it looks visibly awful out, and they're like, oh, Canadian girls are just built tough. And but I have a different take on that. First of all, I think that they're probably on their messaging on their phones or calling someone saying, why aren't you here to pick me up? I'm freezing. As one second, Noel, you can look at them as unintelligent for their choice of clothing. But when you don't get weather that's so minus 15 suddenly can be for people who are used to, you know, being able to wear a skimpy dress out on a Friday night, can suddenly be a shocker and sometimes lethal. And it's just hello. I'll just interrupt you for one second and say hello to Noel Chaos. She's just joined the show, and we'll get to you talking about Vancouver. But what were you going to say?
I was actually going to comment on that meme because I make jokes about this almost every Halloween and every time we have bad weather in Vancouver, because you would see those people on transit all the time and they would be like, it's so cold out. And then they would complain, the sidewalk is so slippery. Yeah, be like, you don't say. I wonder if you have an easier time navigating the sidewalk if you wore shoes in the snow and the rain. Or, you know, maybe it wouldn't be so cold if you wore a coat, considering it's -5 out.
Well, I was like sitting at a bonfire in Music on the Mountain Festival in Fort St. James a bunch of years back, and I was wearing my Canada Goose coat that I often wear. The zipper's broken now, so I don't wear it anymore, but I wore this big long blue coat for years, and it could zip right up. It is, you know, made in Canada. It was a rancher sort of style coat. You know, someone was complaining to me about how cold it was out, because it was probably like +5, and I said, well, it's, you know, you're just not dressed for the north. Like, you really didn't, you came up north not prepared for how cold it can get here at night. And then they started kind of mocking me, like, well, what about you? I thought you were some kind of a mountain man. Like, look at you wearing a parka. And I said, yeah, I am a mountain man. And that's why I'm wearing a parka and I'm warm. And you're not wearing a coat and you're cold. Huddling by the fire as close as you can in the middle of the night. So, A, I'm maybe acclimatized to cold weather, but I'm also acclimatized to the thinking of being ready for cold weather. So how cold are you looking at getting there in Churchill, Joe?
Well, we're sticking around, you know, anywhere between -25 and -30, like the long range forecast, at least for the rest of the week. I mean, we've got starting with tomorrow, which is Friday, the 28th, daytime highs, -24, -28, -29, -24, -31, -31. So that's in a little bit of contrast with the old Farmer's Almanac. You know, I think those guys might not have their thumb on the pulse like I thought that they did. They said it's supposed to be sunny and mild. Sunny and mild, they say. So I don't know, Brandon. Brandon, were you ever one of those kinds of guys who read the old Farmer's Almanac when...
They're really good at cooking recipes, I think. But that'd be about it. I'm looking at an extended wind chill for later next week, and I see a -55.
Is that for Churchill?
Churchill, yeah.
Awesome. That's wonderful. I may miss that. I'm not sure. I was actually going to jump on the train tonight to go down to Winnipeg, but I've got some hockey, and the Royal Rumble is this weekend, and championship
the Royal football. Rumble.
I love that. Listen.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble. I don't watch wrestling like I did when I was a kid, obviously, but the 6 weeks between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, that's primetime watching, man. And the Rumble, you never know who you're gonna see. Like, that's when they start dragging out the old guys again that get eliminated in 30 seconds. Like, you might see, like, you know, Bushwhacker Luke come out and like, what the heck has he been up to? And then, like, you know, bro. Yeah.
Hey, cousin Luke. Hey, cousin Butch.
Yeah. So it's that's always kind of good. Royal Rumble is great for the nostalgic wrestling fan, because that's you never know who you're going to see. And then, yeah. So not much of a wrestling fan these days, but I always watch the Rumble. I haven't missed a Rumble yet. So that's my plan. I'm going to stick around Churchill for another week, and then I'm going to take the 2-day 1700 kilometer train trip next Thursday from Churchill to Winnipeg. I'll be in Winnipeg on February the 5th. And according to what I just heard Brandon saying, I should not, bring my shorts. It sounds like I should stick with my winter gear.
Bring your shorts. You might want to go swimming, or you might want to hang out in a sauna, but mm-hmm. or you know, bring your Arctic. Is there such thing as parka shorts? Imagine that. These are my winter shorts.
Shorts over my snow pants.
everyone knows that one guy, and I think that Brandon may be that one guy who will wear shorts even in the coldest day and be like, it's not so cold, see, I'm wearing shorts.
I'm like, think I've done that before. Yeah,
why would you do that yourself?
That's crazy.
I know that one person.
Oh, I was
plays facing like why. Bears.
That was my drummer for many years in the Outlaw band. He would always wear shorts. Another thing he would often do is he'd go stand in cold water and talk about how I could swim across the Fraser River right there, and you know, things like that. And this one time we stopped at the Thompson River. We went down, we were probably smoking something, you know, and so some of us went down before, maybe he was up there rolling, I don't know, and doing his thing. But as we went down to the water, and then our steel player Zinger, he took this really long leak right in this little eddy that, you know, there's a kind of a little shape in the shoreline, and the water's just sort of eddying there. And he takes this really long, and you can see all the bubbles. It was just like a lot of bubbles. And then, of course, drummer comes down, like, not even 10 seconds after he's done, and walks in. He's in his bare feet in his shorts, as always. Like, see, it's, and then he stands in the water, and he starts going on, see, it's not cold. And then Zinger's like, that's because you're standing in my pee. And no, I'm not. It's the Fraser River. It's gone by now. I was like, no, man, all those bubbles are from Zinger leaking. Dude,
notice that there's only, you know, one set of bubbles, and you're kind of like traping through the bubbles.
Calling us liars and going on about how warm the water is, how he can stand warm water.
How can you trust a guy that never wears pants? I just can't figure it out. In Windsor, Ontario, I know a bunch of people there that, and yes, I understand it's warmer there. But, you know, January, February, it'll get down, you know, every now and again, you know, -8, -10. And they're out there in their shorts. And it's like, do you even own pants? And they do that whole, I'm from Canada. I don't need pants.
Stubborn refusal to accept reality. Just.
Yeah.
I know. Or the nerve endings in their legs are shot. Well, all I know is that it took me finally 40 years to clue in that long johns are awesome. And I'm telling you, I'd never worn a pair of long johns until like last month, when Winnipeg was going through a really, really cold spell. And I just could not believe how warm my legs were. And I'm a believer. I am now a believer in long johns. Hundo P.
What kind of human are you? How much hair is on your body?
Not
I like put
surprisingly not much. All the hair is here.
How much flesh then? I mean, I put long johns on in like, you know, September 1st here in Wells, and I take them off in like June 1st. Like sometimes I take them off and put a new pair on, but basically, and I love insulated pants, like those Carhartts that are insulated. You know, like, yeah, I'm wearing long johns.
What I used to do is, because I don't actually have any long johns or anything, like occasionally you like go up to the mountains and you go tubing, or you go like on like a sledding adventure or something. And like what I would usually wear is I would have rain pants on top of my regular pants. And then for extra warmth, I wear like a pair of like fleece pajamas or something underneath.
How much rain are you going to be getting in Vancouver this coming few days? I mean, you grew up in the Lower Mainland, so you are acclimatized to how gross the weather can be there. And when I lived in Vancouver for that time, I just could never get used to it. The mist, the fog, the damp, but just after a while, it felt like punishing. It was punishing me. I didn't know what I'd done to deserve where I've been stuck in life.
People in Vancouver, you can't escape from major earthquakes forever.
And see, that's the thing, is people that move to Vancouver from other places, that's exactly what they say. They're like, it's wet and it's wet and it's cold and it's damp, and why am I here? This, like, how are you not bothered by this weather?
But see, you have rats that live in your car. Oh, yeah, Frankie's back.
You don't have to shovel snow ever.
And the thing is, because I grew up here, I don't actually notice it as much. It's just like, oh, look, it's raining. It's going to do that until March. And I just put a raincoat on, and I kind of am like, oh, look, it's going to rain 50 millimeters today. I'm going to wear a raincoat.
So, Frankie, he's not wearing a raincoat, and he's walking around Sydney, Nova Scotia, giving us a tour of Sydney, Nova Scotia. Frankie, where are you now?
I'm on the other end of Charlotte Street. I'm in the other end of Charlotte Street now.
What's that? What's that behind you? Houses?
Chinese pizza.
Chinese pizza. Amazing.
Chinese pizza.
I didn't know you. There was Chinese pizza. What? So that's
no Chinese pizza in Sydney, Nova Scotia. It's Chinese pizza.
Oh, okay. And what does that say on that sign there? Casino, zoo.
On the sign says Chinese pizza. That's the sign.
What's that across the street there? Is that the Chinese pizza?
That's Center 200 Casino. It's no Chinese pizza.
Okay. Is their pizza really good?
Here. Chinese pizza. It's Italian, not Chinese. It's Italian.
Gotcha.
There's Center 200. That's where Cape Breton Eagles play.
Oh, there it is. Cool.
Sign. Center 200 is up ahead.
Center 200, home of the Cape Breton Eagles, formerly the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles. What one did you like better, Frankie, the Cape Breton Eagles or the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles?
Cape Breton Eagles. I like the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles better now. It's Cape Breton Eagles.
Why did they take the screaming away?
That they changed it. That's the way they are.
Huh. Fair. I guess they just thought it wasn't really.
Like the Screaming Eagles, though. I liked seeing Marc-Andre Fleury wearing his Cape Breton Screaming Eagles stuff. He was probably my favorite Cape Breton Screaming Eagle. It's probably Marc-Andre Fleury when he used to live there.
I guess screaming just isn't really hockey macho. What's that behind you? Is that houses that people live in?
That's Cape Breton Business College. That's Mackenzie College.
All right. What else is there, Frankie? Tell us all about Sydney, Nova Scotia. How many people live in Sydney?
A lot. Over 30,000 people. Cape Ooh. Breton Career College. That's the people go there to take their training and things like that.
What can you become if you go to school there?
What?
Lots of different things.
There's United Heritage Church.
Oh, how old is that church?
Pretty old.
Hundreds of years? I might have walked into his Wi-Fi there. Frankie McDonald walking around Sydney, Nova Scotia. I want to go to Sydney, Nova Scotia because he tells us there's going to be an eclipse in April 8th, 2025. A full solar eclipse in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And that's the time. I'd like to just someday imagine visiting everybody. At some point, coming to see polar bears, going for a tornado chasing run with Brandon. That's probably the most doable because at some point I will jump over to Alberta and spend a week storm chasing. I mean, it's been a couple of years since I've been able to do that, but that's something I've done before. And usually I'm playing gigs as part of it. Have a show to play at 10 o'clock at night, but the storm is lighting up until then.
April 8th, 2024.
2024,
and it'll be, it looks like it. Yeah, it goes right over Sydney. I was actually planning on being in Toledo, Ohio, because it just south of Windsor, which is where all my family is from. It's about a 45-minute drive, but heck, if that's what it takes to get to Sydney, Nova Scotia, I'll do it. I've never seen a solar eclipse. Like a full total solar eclipse in my life. And this one will be the first one that's seen in Canada since 1979.
That's the year I was born. So if we both go to Frankie's for the solar eclipse, which one of us is going to get the couch?
At the Holiday Inn, Sydney, Nova Scotia. That's you'll be staying.
No.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're splitting the room there, Joey.
No.
No room at the inn, Frankie. And we all just cram into one.
I'm not for that necessarily.
And Monica Boyle said, and Monica, when she was working for Bell Door to Door, she stayed at Hampton Inn. Hampton Inn, that could be another place. That's what Monica said so.
Oh, I see. You don't really have people stay on your couch much, do you?
Well, we'd be cramping his style. How is he supposed to do the dancing videos if we're crashing in his living room. No, he needs us in the hotel so he has his whole house to do his dancing videos. He doesn't want us in the background cramping his style because he's got way better moves than us.
That means Monica said, Monica said Hampton Inn or Holiday Inn.
The hotel it is, folks. Next subject.
Frankie has spoken.
Well, at least you got breakfast, hopefully.
Oh, continental breakfast. Yeah. I'd be down with that. But yeah, April 8th, 2024. I don't whether I'm in Toledo, Ohio, or Sydney, Nova Scotia, I am not missing that eclipse, let me tell you.
Well, you could do what I did in Saskatoon the one time, where I walked by a hotel downtown, and I was quite hungry in the morning, and it said free continental breakfast. So I said, cool, free breakfast. And I walked in, and I had breakfast.
Yeah.
And if they had, I would have said, it says in the sign, free breakfast, bud. So they don't usually have much at those breakfasts, but if you can find enough hotels that are close to each other, you can really fill up for the day.
Have a nice bowl of cereal.
Yeah, that's basically what I got. I just like stole a couple boxes of cereal.
A banana.
Yeah, a little bit of fruit, a little bit of juice. You're good to go.
You just go from hotel to hotel, just grabbing continental breakfast, and there you go. As long as you hit up three hotels, there's your meals for the day. Bada bing, bada boom.
Well, the one time we were trying to get a hotel in Sicamous, British Columbia. It was like 2 a.m. or something like that. We were going to drive all the way to Calgary that night, but then Zinger got too tired. He's like, no, we can't. I said, don't worry, I can get us a hotel. So I go in and I ring the bell, and then this like woman comes from like this house way across this big long parking lot, and she's all tired and doesn't look very happy. And then, but we do our business. Then at the very end, she says, now I just need your credit card. And I said, well, I just gave you $150. What do you mean you need my credit card? She's like, well, you need to have a credit card. And I just, you know, I was still kind of new to the world, I guess, or maybe the world had changed at that point from the country boy I used to be. And then she starts getting belligerent. She says, when was the last time that you were able to get a hotel without a credit card? And I said, well, actually, in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, I just did it 3 times. 2 months ago, because I was playing a lot of music on the road at the time, and I just did it 3 months ago. But I said, that's all in Eastern Canada, where people want your business and they're nice. And then she got all mad, she kicked me out, and wouldn't give me a room, so I got my money back. And then we're out in the parking lot, and she's yelling at me as she's walking away, calling me all kinds of this, that, and awful, mean, nasty things. And I couldn't, so I start yelling back, and I open the door of the vehicle, and everyone in the van's inside the vehicle. And of course, they're hearing me yell at this woman, like, okay, this isn't going very well. I had this, there was a big bag of Arby's garbage because we were all eating Arby's that night in Kelowna. Just to be a total jerk, I took the Arby's garbage bag and I threw it out in the parking lot. And I said, you hate working so much, there's something for you to do tomorrow. And thinking I'm smart. And then, I go to get in the vehicle, I close the door, and I say to Mike, he's driving, I said, come on, let's go, man. He says, no, I think she wants to talk to you some more. And I said, no, drive, start the vehicle, drive. And he says, no, I'm pretty sure she wants to talk to you about something. She opens the door and has the bag of Arby's garbage, and she started like hitting me with it. It was like something at a Trailer Park Boys, and she's like smacking me with the Arby's garbage repeatedly. And I was swearing at her and slapping at her hands, like, you know, and stop it, you know. And Mike said, yeah, she really wanted to talk to you. And then finally I closed the door, and I was covered in marinara sauce. The marinara sauce was flying all over the place because there was a big tub of marinara sauce in the garbage bag. I looked like a bloody marinara mess. Of course, everybody's just laughing at me. I guess that didn't go very well. And then we drove all night through. And so all 3 times we stopped in Sicamous for one reason or the other. It was a terrible experience. So,
well, you know, I stayed at a hotel and had a very different experience. You know, I had I was kind of flirting with the check-in person, and I said,
so you didn't get marinara sauce on you.
No, I asked for her number. It was zero. I stole that from Mitch Hedberg. That's one of my favorite. As soon as you started talking about the hotel clerk, that joke popped into my mind, and he says, yeah. And then I went to another town, and I tried calling her up, and I said, you sound different. Yeah, I've never had marinara sauce poured over me or exploding in my face in a fit of rage. So that one, that one's uniquely you, Joey, only.
Yep, that was Marinara Madness Night. On our way to play Calgary Stampede gigs at the Palomino in Calgary. We often would travel to Calgary back and forth, and we had many strange experiences, 3 strange experiences in Sicamous. I got kicked out of a restaurant for a bizarre reason from these like 13-year-old waitresses that were really bad. They're like, they basically came to it. There's like 5 of us. They come to the table, the one girl does, and she takes one person's order, then walks away, and we're all like, okay. Then she comes back like 3 minutes later and takes the next person's order. And this went on and was terrible. And then just to speed things up at one point, I asked the one girl, she had a bunch of stuff in her hands, like, hey, can I grab the Frank's hot sauce from behind the counter here? I'd worked in restaurants like before they were even born. She says, sure. So I reach around, but then the other girl comes out and she starts giving me heck. I kind of swore. I just said, what the F? You know, and shrugged and went back. And then I ate my entire burger and fries. I was all done my meal. And then she came out and she's like, well, if you're going to swear at us, you can leave. And I was like, all right, I'll leave. And she's like, well, you like, and as I'm walking out the door, she's like, well, you have to pay. I was like, no, you kicked me out. I don't have to pay now. And then I stopped and explained it to the manager in the gas station side. I was like, yeah, we're the people who just bought $250 worth of gas for our two vehicles. And this is my experience over there. And I'm not paying. I just got kicked out from your terrible. So I don't know. But it's, hopefully 15 years later, Sycamoose has got its act together or some. I see there's lots of people who follow me on.
And I got something to tell you. Roger the Wild Child is coming to Sydney for Total Eclipse on April the 8th as well. And Deborah Drake's. Those are the people on the Roger the Wild Child show as well.
Are they staying in a hotel too?
No, they're probably staying on his couch. That's probably why.
Hotel.
Staying in a hotel, those guys. We'll have to all stay in the same
hotel. Holiday Inn too?
Yeah, I hope we should all stay in the same hotel and have a big pre-eclipse soiree. Or
and Jason Marshall, we don't have cookies. He'll be going to hotel too. Jason Marshall, we don't have cookies. He's coming to Sydney for Total Eclipse as well.
I bet you there'll be competition for the rooms. What we have to do is put on some concerts while we're there.
Yeah.
That's how I always got to see everywhere I wanted to see in Canada. And I just want, if I wanted to go there bad enough, I'd make friends and play a gig. Where do we play a live gig in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Frankie?
The Old Triangle.
Yeah, the Old Triangle. That's right. Absolutely.
How many people can fit in a triangle?
Well, you need to use Pythagorean's theorem for that equation, I think.
Is it a triangle tall or is it a triangle laid out?
The Old Triangle, that's the name of the bar. That's where Angel Doyle plays.
Plus B squared equals C squared.
Right. Do they that's like country could... music? Am I going to go over?
Roger Wild Child will probably be there too. Roger Wild Child podcast. And Deborah Drake, those are the people in the Roger Wild Child show. Jason Rush, who don't know the cookies, Trey Cable from Maine on Trey Podcast.
So we better book our hotels quick. And whoever, if I have to have another bed in the room, it's got to be someone who's sober.
What's our backup if there's going to be cloudy skies in Sydney? Like, we got to have a backup.
We're all going to play
Toledo. Toledo.
No, I'm going to go to the Highlands and hike the hills and make YouTube videos about the beautiful wilderness scenery of Cape Breton.
We could go to my friend's hostel up there.
Your friend has a hostel in Sydney?
No, not in Sydney, up by Cape Breton.
Oh.
Well, that like where Sydney is? How big is Cape Breton?
It's huge.
I don't know if it's super huge, but yeah. Bryson aka Striker that used to play in Loose Tooth now has like a hostel and he's building a longboarding museum and he's doing like all kinds of crazy stuff like out in the mountains like outside of like Cape Breton.
50 PEIs in friggin' Cape Breton probably.
And guess what? My social medias, my Twitter's at Frankie McD, my Facebook is Frankie Down, my Instagram is Frankie McD 1984, my TikTok is Frankie Down 1984, my Clap is Frankie Down 1984. My Twitch is Frankie Down 1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDowell. My Snapchat is Frankie Amos EDON. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Happy 50th episode, Frankie.
Woo! Congratulations,
best
guys.
Of luck, yeah. I'm Frankie McDowell. You're listening to Comedian Rheological Report.
Thank you, Frankie. That's right. You've been tuned in on CFR 88.7 FM and Prince George and Winnipeg. You've been listening on CKUW 95.9 FM, your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. I'm Joey Olney, your host. With you here was Frankie McDonald in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Brandon Houck in Brooks, Alberta, Joe Stover up in Churchill, Manitoba, and Noel Chaos down in Vancouver, British Columbia. Please tune in next week, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.